Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. We have Mateen filling in for Kasim today, and our guest today is Bio. So Bio, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Bio Lion, Bio Adeliji. I am the group CEO of Wakanao.com. Wakanao.com is the largest travel agency in West Africa. We have just recently scaled to the UK and to even more countries in West Africa. I live in Dallas. I shuttle between Dallas, London, and West Africa, particularly Nigeria, our biggest market, and I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this business?
So this business, particularly, I wasn't the founder of this business. I used to work for Amazon up in Seattle, and the founders had started the business, and it was struggling. Basically, they were struggling to scale. The business had declined significantly, I got reached out that if I was interested in taking over this problem, I founded my own businesses and I took up this challenge 4 years ago, and we've since scaled the business. Right now, we've scaled the business about 450% from where we took it over 4 years ago. To profitability, 34 months of profitability, of EBITDA profitability, and just being able to scale it and take it across the world is what I've done.
That's amazing. So what did you do specifically to, when you took over this business, just to help it scale and grow as much as it has?
So I had like multiple principles that were used, and I think it's worth me talking about my background, right? I am expert smart. I lived in Dallas back in the day, 2009 to 2012. I worked for Texas Instruments. So I left Texas Instruments. I went to Walmart. So I went to Bentonville, Arkansas. I left Walmart. I went to PetSmart in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona. Then I left PetSmart. Then I went to Amazon. And in all my experience, one of the things that I've learned is, Walmart is known for saving costs, right? Being conservative on costs. PetSmart is known for assortment, having the right assortment for your clients. If people are very emotional about their pets, making sure that when they come in there, whether they were buying something for their bearded dragons or their cats or their dogs, the ability to find what they needed. Amazon is known for its efficiency, ability to deliver your package in sub 1 day or sub 2 days. Back in the days, we sub 2 days. Now it's sub 1 day. Like to get your package to you, efficiency. So I brought all that into play. Number one was trim the fat, where we were overspending, cut it down. Where we did not have muscle, go grow your muscle. Go grow muscle and efficiency. Go take care of your customer. Put the customer front and center. And then start to innovate. Make sure you have the right assortment. Make sure when the customer comes to your website, they find everything that they need. Whenever they want to travel, whatever they need, they could find. In Nigeria, in Nigeria and Ghana, let me use Nigeria as an example here, there are about 14 local airlines that are not on anybody's platform. Basically, they sell directly. They don't go through what we call the GDS, Global Distribution Systems. And right now, we now have 12 of them. We only don't have two because we've gone there to build technology, which is assortment. What does the customer want? The customer wants to come to your website, wants to shop, and wants to find what they need. And wants to see optionality of what they want. And that's how you grow your business. And that's what I did, increase optionality for the customer, grow the customer, and then you can now go look for demand. You can now go do the marketing, but you cannot do that without actually just taking care of your employees, making sure your employees are happy, driving demand, driving supply, making sure your supply is good. Then you can now go look for demand. And that's exactly what I did.
That's great. What's the role of technology in your business right now?
Technology plays a significant role because when you think about it, I talked about efficiency. You cannot in today's world drive efficiency without technology. From how you talk to clients, how you communicate with clients, even how you do marketing, how you retain clients, even just knowing your business, understanding your data, understanding the people that your customers, understanding how they buy, when they buy, what makes them buy, understanding what they like and what they don't like. All that loop is what technology does for you and allows you to scale. When you think about what we're doing, we're expanding this year alone. We've opened about four countries this year. And we're not scaling our people at the proportion of revenue that we're scaling because, again, because we're scaling technology. Technology allows you to scale, allows you to do more, allows you to reach more countries, reach more people. And what I love about technology particularly is that it's agnostic of location, right? If it works, it works, right? Yeah, there's human factor of how people shop and how people interface with the technology. But if it works, it works. And that's what technology does for us. It allows us to scale.
Awesome. So what is the role of artificial intelligence and machine learning in your business today?
So super interesting question. I think that in the part of the world that I operate, I operate in two parts of the world, right? I operate in the UAE and the UK, which is a more sophisticated market. And then we operate in Africa that is upcoming in the sophistication, that is not all the way fully sophisticated. We still have a few manual processes when, for instance, payment and stuff like that. Machine learning plays a critical role for us in Africa and artificial intelligence outside of Africa. Machine learning in the sense that it allows you to start to predict. An average customer buys a ticket within 5 days of travel, you can now start to predict. You can start to predict load factors, price changes. You can start to predict the price of air tickets. You can start to predict how many of your customers will buy hotel when they buy flights, and how many of them will use one of our payment services, whether it's PaySmallSmall through our financial service program called Calabash, or any of that. You can start to use machine learning to learn and predict. The future is the ability to lay on top of that artificial intelligence, which is already open source, right? Even when it comes to visa issues, I always say for us that have a different passport, we don't understand the complexity of visa until you get to places where people require a visa to go anywhere. Being able to answer those questions fast allows you to use artificial intelligence to answer those questions, to get those answers out very quickly in terms of visa requirements. What does it take to travel here? What do I need to do? Can I do this? Can I, if I'm going to London and I have a visa, can I fly an airline that stops in Europe, right? Being able to answer those questions, even our employees now use it to kind of research stuff, our call center agents to answer those questions. That allows us to start predicting with the kind of emails we send to the customer, the kind of predictive messaging we send to the customer, the kind of even marketing communication that we see. When we have this AI that is layered on top of our marketing communication channels that is now trying to customize messaging for clients to say that I know that when I send a message to Dan has propensity to respond when the message includes this or that in the title. And being able to now send and customize marketing materials to Dan is the future. And that's what we're working on. I think it's the core focus for us and something that we're definitely looking into.
So by what makes you better than your competition?
I think it's the host of things I talked about. I always say that for us, in different markets is a different edge that you must build. Overall, I say that there are three principles that guide me. Number one is take care of your customers, take care of your employees, provide shareholder value. And those three things is why we think that we're fundamentally different from every other competition. Because again, the order that I went through is the order by which we treat our business. Number one, we take care of our customers. It means that we deeply care about them. We think about them from the very beginning to the very end. We do not make assumptions for our customers. We go above and beyond for our customers. Number two is we then make sure that we take care of the people that take care of the customers, right? Sometimes, call center agents are not fairly paid. We don't do that. We take care of our people. We make sure our people are happy. I say that happy employees equals to happy customers. And that's what something that we do. And if you do those two correctly, then you can provide shareholder value. And that's what makes us different as a business to our competition. Our number one principle, leadership principle, is customer focus. Anybody can innovate the innovations that we do. Anybody can build the technology stack that we build. Anybody can build the analytics that we do, or the machine learning, or the AIs that we build, or that we leverage or use. Most of them are open source. Even if we buy something, anybody can go out and buy it. But it's the DNA of the organization that then matters. Are you built to take care of the customer? And that's where we are different. And that's what we are. And that's what we stand for.
For sure. So what has been the biggest challenge for you as you've taken over and, grown this business?
I think, challenge is a very interesting concept to me, because I think my challenge changes every kind of 6 months now. Number one challenge is the cost of technology. And I think that's a very interesting topic for, we could spend hours on this topic, on the cost of technology for developing countries. If you want, you know, you want to build a world-class business in a developing country where the currency is not at the same value as the US dollar, but you have to pay US dollar for technology, but the revenue that you're trying to use that technology to generate is not as valuable as what the technology was originally built, right? That's a challenge. Number two is talent. You know, in today's world, I think talent is, I'm sure every business leader will tell you that there's a talent gap. And we also feel that problem, finding talent. I think those are going to be my two key ones is, you know, the cost of technology, of the right technology. And secondly, on the flip side of that is just finding the right people, find the right talents that are willing to work on places that are not as attractive in the sense of it. Again, those will be the two biggest challenges.
So what are your top priorities for the next 3 to 6 months?
So top priorities is growth, always. But again, is growth through operational leverage for us. That's my number one priority. Number two is continue the trajectory of the three things I said. Taking care of your customers, taking care of your people, and also creating shareholder value. Those are my three priorities. I have four priorities I said now. But again, is how do you continually make sure that you're creating value as you scale? Because again, that's one thing we're big on now is scaling across West Africa, scaling across Europe, and scaling into the Americas. Is how do you make sure that you're getting operational leverage as you do that, that you're not growing your business one for one, and that you continue to create shareholder value, you don't create a bond situation somewhere in your business. Of course, those are the things that we care about. Those are my top priorities. Get the right people in and get the business moving.
For sure. So what is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you took over this company?
One piece of advice would have been pay attention to technology, you know. Pay attention to technology. And I would say that, you know, I had to learn a couple of things on the job. I mean, my core is finance. I've been a core finance guy. I've led technology teams, but from a finance standpoint, without understanding the intricacies of the tech side. And one of the things that I had to learn is how to build, how to ship our products, how to work with engineering, how to work with product teams, ship our products. And one piece of advice I should have learned is, look, learn how to Scrum manage, agile manage teams, because it will make a whole lot of difference.
If we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
In 1 year, we should have finished our expansion. We should be in about 14 or 15 countries. I should be sitting here, you know, not in the half-built office like I am now, telling you how nice things are, how we've scaled from 700 people that we're now at 1,000 people, 1,000 plus people. Our revenue has gone 4x or 5x from where it was last year, and our people are happier than they've ever been, our customers are happier than they've ever been, and that our customers are just super grateful to us, we are grateful to them, our employees are super happy. It should be all positive stories. It should be stories of how we are revolutionizing the fintech space with our travel fintech that is tailored to our people, our customers, our customer base, and it's so niche driven, but again, it's instructive of what we're doing. We call it pay small, and how we've been able to leverage technology to do things differently and take over the travel world. That would be how I would like to describe my next 1 year.
That's exciting. So if somebody wanted to reach out to your business, do you mind sharing the best way for somebody to get in contact with you and your website, maybe?
Of course. My website is www.wakanow.com. It is WAKANOW.com. If you put that in the browser, if we have local URL, it's automatically. You could always reach us that way. You can follow me on LinkedIn. You know, bio Adidiji is my name. I'm sure these guys will put it up. You know, you could always reach me on LinkedIn. It's always easy to inbox on LinkedIn, connect. In Dallas, sometimes. So if you want us to meet up for coffee, I'll be glad to do that and connect with folks.
Sounds great. Bye. Well, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. hopefully we can chat
Yeah,
again
thank you.
in 1 year from now as you keep growing your business.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you.
time. Thanks. All right.
Yeah,
Bye.
bye.